did ask this morning to the British captain why, in his opinion, the Great Britain never produced a great Davis Cup team in the last 33 years, where you never reached the semi-finals, and Italy is in 16 years. What is your idea about it? Just with one sec.
Well, we have had very good teams. I mean, we have been in the world group. We should have won perhaps against the United States back in 1999 in Birmingham, a fifth match between Greg Rosetsky and Jim Courier, which Courier won 8-6 in the fifth. And then we played Sweden and Thomas Johansson and Thomas Enquist played brilliantly to come from 2-1 down to win that tie also in Birmingham. So we've been very close. It would be amazing to think that a team with both Tim Hemman and Greg Rosetsky couldn't win a World Group tie. But that's what happened. And suddenly we have a team with Andy Murray, Wimbledon champion, of course, and with James Ward ranked 170 that can win a World Group tie. So it goes in cycles. Unfortunately for Great Britain and for Italy, the cycles have been much bigger than any of them for other nations. You do wonder. I mean, you look at the facilities here, and you look at the great climate and the wonderful, the wonderful attitude that the Italians have to tennis, and you think, why haven't they won more ties? They should certainly have done. But something comes together, something clicks. We have a young captain, we have good young coaches, we have a good team situation. In the United States, they were saying they really felt the British looked and felt like a team, whereas the Americans looked like eight individuals. And I think if you get that team feeling, that sensation that you're all working together and you can see where you're going, you have a good chance. And of course, we have the most outstanding player we've ever had in the country in our generation.
In 73 years.
In 77 years. 77 years. So, you know, that one of those comes along every seven decades.
Would you say, sorry if I interrupt you, that maybe Greg Rosetsky and Tim Hemman were not really a team? I mean, because everyone was a little bit too much individual.
I think there's a yes, you could argue that. I mean, they were very fine individual players. They weren't the best of friends. They didn't really gel, and I think that sometimes shows itself on the court. I think they had more inclination to their individual success. That's true also of Murray, but I think more and more he's embraced the concept of Davis Cup. He wants us to be a successful team. He wants the nation to be successful. And the young players have come along and improved. When he's around, everybody improves. Everybody wants to play better. Everybody wants to do better. We want to write better. Having Murray in around is a very, very different experience for all of us.
And the debate between Scottish players and English players, the Great Britain, is that there or not really?
No, I don't think there's a debate at all. I think it just so happens that he's from Scotland, a very special talent. But if he'd have been living, you know, in Northern Ireland or in Wales or wherever, he would have been a special talent who we would have found. It just so happens that Scotland is very fortunate to have him as one of theirs, but he's also one of ours.
Okay.
So we you know, he's a Scot in an English team.
Final question to
British team, sorry.
Final question to Neil Armas of the Times. Captain Barazzutti says that Italy is slightly favourite. Captain of Great Britain says that also Italy is slightly favourite. Do you believe so, or you disagree?
No, I agree. I think that if you look at it. Sensibly, we have got to win. Someone other than Andy Murray has to win. Let's say that Murray wins both his singles matches. That gives us 2 points. We have to find a point from somewhere. Can Ward win against either Fognini or Seppi? Can we win the doubles? I think this one now is really, if we win the doubles, then we have a very, very good chance. And what a story it would be if Ross Hutchins, who had cancer this time last year, he was having the chemotherapy for a very difficult time. To see him out here now is an unbelievable story. If he could produce a victory with Colin Fleming against maybe Bolelli and Lorenzi, and maybe if Fognini might play, that would be an incredible story. The best story of the whole tournament for me would be seeing Ross Hutchins out there winning a doubles match. And if we win the doubles, then we have a great chance. But I still think that at the moment, Italy is a small favourite.
Many, many thanks to Neil Harman, great and dear colleague of the Times.
Grazie, Paolo. Grazie, Paolo. Ciao,
ciao.